This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. An alarming new study by the Center for Investigative Reporting online publication Reveal found that African Americans and Latinos were far more likely to be denied conventional mortgages than whites, even when income, loan size, and other factors were taken into account. The study examined 31 million mortgage records and found disturbing evidence in 61 metropolitan areas, including Atlanta, Detroit, Philadelphia, St. Louis, and San Antonio. African Americans faced their worst obstacles in the South, Mobile, Alabama, Greenville, North Carolina, and Gainesville, Florida, and Latinos in Iowa City. In Philadelphia, whites received 10 times as many conventional mortgage loans as African Americans. Between 2015 and 2016, even though the two groups reside in the city in roughly equal numbers. 8% of American labor works in manufacturing, down from 24% in 1960. Ghana in West Africa is projected to grow between 8.3% and 8.9% in 2018, which might outpace India with its booming tech sector, and Ethiopia, which has been one of the fastest growing economies thanks to agricultural production and coffee exports. Statues of Gandhi, Lenin, and leaders of the Dalits, the Untouchables, were among six taken down by jackhammers around India, with most blaming the right-wing communalist BJP, for the effort. Court pleadings indicate that French cement giant Lafarge paid over $5 million to arm groups for protection in order to keep operating in Syria. One in three people who live until at least 65 will reside in a nursing home at some point, according to Kaiser Family Foundation. 60% of the soybeans planted in the U.S. find their way out of the country, and half of those, valued at $14 billion in 2016, went to China. The murder recently of a journalist and his girlfriend who was investigating corruption in the government may lead to the fall of the Slovakian government after more than 10,000 rallied in protest. In 2016, women's gross hourly earnings in the European Union were on average 16.2% below those of men. According to a new study examining the flow of studies posted on Twitter from 2006 to 2017, false claims were 70% more likely than the truth to be shared. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.